Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about one of the first audio programs that I put out with Hay House called Effortless Success. And I remember when I was talking with my agent about it, he said, "You can't put out a program called Effortless Success." And I was a little taken aback. And I was, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Well, I see you do stuff." And I was like, "Okay, then what if we call it Seemingly Effortless Success?" Anyway, no, that's a terrible title. Let's go with the other one. But the point that I was making in that program, and the point that I'm going to do my best to make in this podcast, is there is a way of doing without doing, of being without trying to be, that allows things to flow in ways that are just better than the best we can do with our best efforts. We've all had those transcendent moments. Some of us have had a lot of them. If you're involved in any kind of a performance-based activity, chances are part of what you love about it are those times where it just seems effortless, like you're not even the one who's doing it. People will often describe their highest peak experiences, their peak performances, as, "I was unconscious out there. It was like I was standing outside myself watching me do it." And that is the experience that I was pointing to in Effortless Success, that I'm pointing to here. But the reason I wanted to kind of revisit it is because I've seen a lot since that audio program came out about what is it that allows us to have that experience more and more of the time. And we kind of have to start with Yoda, right? Who said in The Empire Strikes Back, "There is no try." I can't do the voice. "There's just do or not do." And I used to think that was a stupid thing that motivational speakers stole from Yoda, or Yoda stole from them. I'm actually not sure which way it went. Because it was like, you know, people would say, "Well, try to pick up this pen." And then I'd pick up the pen and they'd go, "Ha-ha, no, I said try to pick up the pen." And I got it, but it seemed semantic to me. Now, what I've seen since then is that if I replace the word trying with efforting, there's a certain kind of tension with efforting. There's a certain kind of that comes with that kind of effortful trying. And my own Yoda, Sid Banks, the Scottish mystic, he actually said, "Don't try. Trying leads to suffering." So in a way, that flow state that we all love, that we all, maybe we don't all crave it, but man, do we love it when it's there. That sense of effortless presence, effortless doing, effortless being, turns out to be our natural state. It's how we show up when we're not trying to show up better or different. It's how we do when we're not trying to do better or different. It's just showing up. It's just being. It's just doing. Now, we start to get into some really interesting territory when we ask the question, well, how do I have the experience of not trying to have the experience more? How do I have more of the experience of doing without trying to? It mentally can tie us up in knots. But there's a very simple hack. There's a very simple way that is part of the design that allows us to experience this natural state of presence, flow, and effortless being for ourselves. And it's simply noticing. In any given moment, we can notice, are we being or are we trying? Are we being or are we efforting? Are we doing or are we trying to make something happen? Trying to do better, trying to do different. If you've ever learned something, and I'm sure we've all learned something, but if you tried to learn a sport, like I know the number one thing when I was trying to learn golf, they probably spent more time telling me, stop holding the club so tight, than any other thing, because I was really trying to get it right. You may have experienced that learning some skill that you use at work. You certainly experienced that as a child. Mark Twain was the one who said, if people learned to walk and talk the way we teach them to read and write, everybody would limp and stutter. Because there's so much efforting in the way we are taught to learn, which is ironic because we're made to learn. And so you can learn to notice. Notice that feeling of efforting and notice that feeling of ease. And it's like any learning curve. When you first look, it may look invisible. You may not notice any difference at all. Or you may only notice it in the extreme highs and the extreme tightness and lows and efforting. But the journey is always from invisible to subtle, and then from subtle to obvious. Because the more you look, the more you notice, the more obvious the difference between being and trying, between doing and trying, between presence and trying to be present becomes. And this is kind of a felt sense, so I can try to put more words to it, but I'm not convinced that it will do as much as simply as you go about your life. Notice even listening. Are you trying to get something from this? Or are you just listening? When you engage with whatever the next thing you engage with, are you trying to do it? Or are you just doing it? And maybe the best summary of this approach to effortless success, effortless doing, effortless being, might be in something that I said to a client after the very first coaching intensive I ever did. And I said, you know, what I've seen over our time together is that no matter how little you think there is to do, there's even less to do. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.